And from the studios of Earth First Radio, you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. Boy, did I mess that up. Oh, well. Stay tuned for lots of David Rovics and, oh, well, we'll try and keep it together.
Chainsaws kill the trees, something everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place?
On the phone was somebody with a request. But before we get into the request, I want to say that you're listening to a special Earth First Radio broadcast. And we're going to upload this to the internet so folks out there can tune in around the world and maybe hear a little bit of something that they haven't heard before.
This is going to be on the web for people to
download? On the web. On the web.
Cool.
On the web. Sitting to my right here in the highly spacious studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz is David Rovics, who bills himself as a folk singer.
Yeah, I guess, for lack of a better term, anyway.
Well, there certainly hasn't been a lack of folk singers in the American West.
No, or in the Earth First Movement, which says something about it, I think.
Well, what makes you special, David?
Me? No, nothing. Nothing makes me special, as far as I know, other than that we're all special. It sounds false humility, but I don't know. Maybe it's real. Could be.
Well, tell us a little bit about where you're from, where you're going.
I guess I'm from New England, and I'm going, I don't know where I'm going. I seem to be on the interstate a lot of the time, so I seem to be always going somewhere, and occasionally getting there, too.
Well, Uncle Dennis has heard you play around campfires and coffee shops and various other stage acts. I think you're pretty good.
Well, thanks. Should I sing something?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Why don't you play that request there?
Should we play that request? Okay.
Yeah, let's get it out of the way.
Interesting one to start with, but it is Free Radio Santa Cruz, so maybe it makes sense. This is a song about a worldwide tradition that has probably been practiced somewhere in various cities around the world just in the past few hours, I imagine. And maybe it will come to your city, or probably already has.
Anybody with a cigarette lighter can do this.
It really takes very little. Cigarette lighter and a will to break with the heritages that we renounce. They tried to pass an amendment in the U.S. Congress. Seems these thugs have some grievance to redress. They said we all must pledge allegiance, 'cause that is what they need. We may not desecrate their symbol of hypocrisy and greed, but the flag is just a rag. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Can sing along with this, whether you're out there or listening to it in the future or whatever, it's all good. Just come on and sing along. Pledge allegiance to the symbol. Well, how about the deed? Allegiance to democracy or blind authority. It's a flag of war from LA to Vietnam. It desecrates itself each time the Air Force drops a bomb. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Like they say in Mexico, Yankee, go home. Uncle Sam and his club thinks the world's there to roam. And to make the point, well, they do the traditional thing. Light a match and let freedom ring, 'cause the flag is just a rag. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. So burn it, stomp it, tear it up, or at least hang it upside down. Tie it to your foot and drag it on the ground. Let everybody know how many lives are gone 'cause of idiots who said my country right or wrong. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. The flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag.
All right. That's the headsets are for the phone callers, David.
Oh, great. So I can hear.
Yeah, so you can hear the phone calls when they come in. And to get a phone call in here to the Free Radio Studios, dial 427-3772. That's 427-FRSC. And you can talk live to David Rovics or Uncle Dennis or whatever you want to do. Got a request? Phone it in, 427-3772.
I see you have a flag properly displayed in this room here.
Yes, we do. We have both kinds of flags. We have the Pirate Radio flag,
mm-hmm.
and we have the danger flag over there.
Mm-hmm. Upside down and thoroughly
defaced.
Decorated. Defaced. Yeah. Defaced or decorated or, yes.
It's defaced. Let's be right out about it. This is Free Radio. If you haven't seen a defaced flag, that's one.
But it's defaced in a particularly educational and inflammatory manner, I would say.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. David, you've been on the road lately. And one of the spots that you've been is into the southwest part of the United States, down near the Four Corners area.
I spent a couple weeks at Big Mountain, which was a powerful experience for sure. Really amazing stuff going on there. Amazingly wonderful, amazingly terrible.
The terrible part is that February 1st was eviction day for all the Dene people who have not signed the accommodation agreements, which essentially limit their future in the Four Corners area to 75 years. This is after they've spent their entire lifetime, their cultural history, now they're dead, buried there. And I understand that the Dene language has no word for relocation.
Yeah, and speaking of the Dene language, it's just a real powerful experience, especially for someone coming from the East Coast to come out to a place where really most of the people around you are actually speaking Dene as a first language, and many of them don't speak any other languages. And it's just quite something else. And to realize that these people are being relocated, moved onto radioactive wasteland.
I was going to say that these people aren't being relocated to downtown Flagstaff or a nice suburb of a city.
Yeah,
They're not even being relocated to nice land somewhere else on the Navajo Reservation.
No.
No.
And, of course, the Navajo Reservation in the first place. Of course, Navajo land used to include wonderful, beautiful places with lakes and forests in Utah and stuff like that. And now it's, the thing is that it's beautiful land still, and the people there love it. But it's also nothing like the kind of land that used to be available to the Navajos. And, but the people have come to really love the land there, even though it's a lot drier and no lakes, and it's not like what they had before, but it was still part of Navajo land also, and I guess the more southerly part of it. But now they are being moved from this place, this place is already being destroyed by Peabody. There's already the water doesn't run.
We're talking about this place. We're talking about Black Mesa.
Black Mesa, yeah. I mean, there used to be rivers running around there much more so than now, but Peabody is using, 3 million gallons a day to slurry huge amounts of coal, 273 miles to the Mojave Generating Station to power Los Angeles and Las Vegas, and they completely depleted the water supply around there. And in spite of all that, the people still like the land, but their livestock is getting stolen by the authorities, and they're being pressured in many ways to move.
Low-flying aircraft.
Low-flying aircraft,
helicopter,
yeah.
Harassment.
Court harassment.
The
mm-hmm.
The Hopi Tribal Council harassment.
Yeah. And the
not
Hopi
not
tribal.
To be down on the Hopis, but, this is a problem caused by the American government. We've got a call coming in here, David. Why don't we take that?
Just the Hopi Tribal Council, by the way, is 85% of their budget comes from the Peabody Coal Company.
Hello, you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Good evening, gentlemen. Whoa, get a little feedback there.
Yeah, could you turn your radio down, please?
I'll just walk away from my radio. I have it plugged into my ear, actually.
Okay. This sounds like Mr. Skid Mark Bob.
It could be.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing, David?
Good, good.
It's good to hear you, especially
yeah.
on the airwaves there.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing in my teeth cutting out over here.
We're booming out with our tremendous 40 watts of power from somewhere in downtown Santa Cruz.
Well, I'm trying to transmit on this phone if it holds up okay. I'm kind of around the corner and away from it. So I'm transmitting, well, you guys are transmitting illegally. Isn't that great?
Hey.
Of course, I don't need a license to do this. But anyway, I just wanted to call and say it's great to hear you on free radio.
Yeah, I'm glad I can make it down here after hearing about the station every time I come to town and see you.
So what do you think of the station?
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It looks like a radio station, in fact. I mean, like a nice one with well-decorated walls. I like the Malcolm X and Mao with the paint all over his face. And
the flag, yeah. Of course.
And the flag, especially, yeah.
Beautiful.
He was commenting on the flag.
Well, I had a request, of course. I had to call the request. My favorite David Robic song.
What's that?
The song for the alligators.
Oh, great. Okay. Cool.
Do you have a personal attachment to this song?
Not yet, but who knows? Very soon.
Many
you never
albums.
Know.
Thanks, Bob.
It could happen to you. All right, have a good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, should we do that after the Big Mountain song, since we're just talking about
after
Big Mountain?
After the Big Mountain song. Definitely. Is there anything else you want to say about Big Mountain before we get off into a musical interlude here?
People should. I would just encourage people to visit. Really, they need all kinds of help there. The elders need help with all kinds of things, and people who are interested in working and helping out and not just hanging out and being freeloaders, but really doing useful things there, should go.
It's really important
amazing.
To. Mm-hmm. It's really important to stress that people should contact the Big Mountain Support Group before
first.
They go.
Good idea. That's a really good idea.
They're in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll talk to you a little bit about what the situation is like, what you need to bring. You need to be entirely self-supporting on Black Mountain.
That's important, yeah. I mean, whether you are or your group is, but the thing is the elderly Dene women who mostly live there are wonderful, generous people, but they need support, and they don't need to have you come and eat their food.
They're in a survival situation.
Yeah, very
literally
much so.
Surviving on the land, which they have done for centuries.
Which wouldn't be so bad if the authorities weren't taking their sheep and taking their water supply, etc. But go there. It's amazing. It's an amazing experience if you're going willing to work. And Black Mesa Indigenous Support. Their website is www.blackmesais.org. Yeah.
All right.
Well, here's a song I wrote from a couple weeks ago from listening to the elders talking about their situation. Our grandparents were born here. Our ancestors lived with this earth. The land is the people, and the people are the land. This is the land of our birth. But now you want to drive us off this mesa, as if you can take a body from a soul. You want to take from us our paradise on earth and trade it for a mountain of coal. What if they were coming for your grandma? What if they were coming for your child? What if they were tearing up the ground beneath your feet, even taking the rivers that were once running wild? What would you do if they were coming for you? Coal is the liver of our mother, and it must remain in the ground. The trees are her lungs and the rivers are her blood, and they should all be left as they were found. But now you slurry coal across these pastures, and your trees all go to feed your hungry mill. You would have us live in rows of shacks without our sheep on your church rock uranium spill. What if they were coming for your grandma? What if they were coming for your child? What if they were tearing up the ground beneath your feet, even taking the rivers that were once running wild? What would you do if they were coming for you? Like some cancer spreading ever westward, coming to knock down our Hogan's door, we will say to anyone who'll listen, relocation nevermore. So won't you come to Big Mountain, bring everything you can, but come today. This is the land where we belong, and this is the land where we will stay. What if they were coming for your grandma? What if they were coming for your child? What if they were tearing up the ground beneath your feet, even taking the rivers that were once running wild? What would you do if they were coming for you? What would you do if they were coming for you? What would you do if they were coming for you?
And that's a new song, right, Dave?
Yeah, that's just a couple weeks ago.
I like it. I like
it a lot.
Folks, phones are open at 427-3772 if you want to talk to David Rovics about where David Rovics has been roaming.
Sure enough.
Various other stuff. You got any requests? Phone them in. We had one request that about various lizard-like critters of the Caribbean coast.
At the moment, we have an actual backlog of requests, don't we? And, well, you won't soon in a few minutes.
But let's do a little background on this song before we dive into it here.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Alligators and other amphibious types of creatures, apparently, are going extinct. And this is what I've read. And apparently, they're going extinct because of their sensitivity to chemicals in the water and the air and stuff that they're particularly sensitive to because of their amphibious nature for some reason.
Well, certainly waterborne chemicals known as xenoestrogens.
Right. It all just kind of slides down into their swamps and poisons them. Yeah. Right. And so, yeah, and they're being born with genetic deformations. And one of which is particularly the one that's making it difficult for them to actually physically reproduce, is shrunken genitalia. And I thought that when I read this, I thought, yeah, we need to write a song about this because there's a lot of guys out there who really don't give much of a hoot about anything, and but they do care about their dicks. So, you know, I thought if we're going to try to make environmental activists out of people who would otherwise be watching Monday Night Football, maybe this would be a step in the right direction to write a song about this to try to drive the point home, as it were.
Well, drive it right on home,
okay,
Dave.
Here we go. Everybody's getting cancer at a geometrical rate. Maybe it's something you drank or breathed, or maybe it's something you ate. Perhaps this doesn't disturb you, hey? We all gotta go sometime, but maybe I can tell you something to make you change your mind. The alligator dicks are shriveling up and soon they'll all be through. Yeah, the alligator dicks are shrinking fast and it will happen to you. It will happen to you, boys, it will happen to you. The alligator dicks are shriveling up and it will happen to you. Well, they're an indicator species, like canaries in the mine. They're the first ones to kick the bucket when things might otherwise seem fine. So let's be frank and honest, as this situation begs. Boys, what are you gonna do about that thing between your legs? 'Cause the alligator dicks are shriveling up, soon they'll all be through. Yeah, the alligator dicks are shrinking fast, and it will happen to you. It will happen to you, boys, it will happen to you. The alligator dicks are shriveling up, and it will happen to you. Well, I'm not beating around the bush, I'm making you a promise. Say goodbye to Long Dong Silver, hello to Tiny Thomas. You can forget about Viagra. Boys, what I mean is it's all a matter of minutia when you've got a half-inch penis. 'Cause the alligator dicks are shriveling up and soon they'll all be through. Yeah, the alligator dicks are shrinking fast and it will happen to you. It will happen to you, boys, it will happen to you. The alligator dicks are shriveling up and it will happen to you. PCBs in the water, pesticides in the ground, radiation in the wind, yeah, there's poison all around. So if you care about your love life and that good old whoop-de-doo, you've got to stop pollution, boys, that's what I'm telling you. 'Cause the alligator dicks are shriveling up and soon they'll all be through. Yeah, the alligator dicks are shrinking fast and it will happen to you. It will happen to you, boys, it will happen to you. The alligator dicks are shriveling up, and it will happen to you.
Well, that doesn't sound pretty.
It's just the hard truth of the matter.
And with all the amphibious species declining, alligators are just, as you say, an indicator species. There's many, many more. They've recently found that levels of nitrate in the water, mm-hmm. which are legal under the Clean Water Act,
uh-huh.
are actually poisonous to
yep.
frog tadpoles and other amphibians, such as mm-hmm. salamanders. So that's just one of the things that's happening to salamanders, nanula, and frogs, along with little worms that cause extra legs to grow and...
Mm-hmm.
We're really messing around with our environment.
It's not a good situation.
It's not pretty at all.
No.
Okay. Well, what should folks do about it, David?
Well, they should get involved with activism in any capacity of which they see fit to do. And my recommendations are direct action and education and, you know, any other way you can see to subvert the dominant paradigm, as they say in academia.
Well, we certainly have to take this phone call. Here we go. You're on Free Radio with David Rubix and Uncle Dennis.
Yeah, hello, yes, Marion. Is David there?
Hey, Marion. Yes, you are on the air, by the way.
Shall I wait a moment?
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Ah, why should I be on air? All right, David. So,
now
I
tell
only
them
wanted
all.
To tell you that we are coming to Santa Cruz.
Good. And,
yes,
yeah.
But we are a bit late. We missed the time, so we actually right now we are in Oklahoma.
How is Oklahoma? How did you get to Oklahoma?
Oklahoma?
How is the protest? You want to tell people here in Santa Cruz a little about this protest? Was it good?
It was great. There were about 60 people standing around in front of this hotel, and yeah, you know, having slogans and so on. But I can't hear you. I hardly can hear you.
Oh, do I need to speak into the phone or a microphone?
Not too close to the phone, because it feeds back.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Mm.
Is that
any
better?
I try my best, okay.
Okay.
Well, okay, let's see. Should we continue to take this on the air, or what is this? We're running out of time here. 3 minutes and 20 seconds, I see. What's this, Dennis?
Yeah, that's this half of the tape. Do you want to take this off the air? Since
I suppose. I mean, unless we want to give people directions to wherever we're going to meet on the air, which seems like, you know.
That seems less than tactical.
Should she call back in 3 minutes, or is this okay?
Why don't you just go behind me, and I'll play a little musical filler here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so stand by. David will be right with you. And as we're scrambling to rearrange the studio here, we're going to get into a little music I've got queued up. This is a little song by Daryl Cherney off his... this one's off his cassette, They Don't Make Hippies Like They Used To. It's called They Don't Make Hippies Like They Used To.
Once there were some hippies living amongst the trees, picking flowers, smoking joints, hair down to their knees. Then one day they woke up to a nasty chainsaw's roar, and a logging crew was cutting down the public land next door. Now our hippies were not happy with Mother Nature going down, so they called their local congressmen and some bureaucrats in town. But our hippies' words weren't heeded, but they swore they would prevail. So they bought some Stanley hammers and some 60-penny nails. No, they sure don't make hippies like they used to. They used to live in peace, but now they're spiking trees. No, they sure don't make hippies like they used to. No, hippies don't take no shit anymore. When the loggers left that evening, the hippies snuck into the woods, and they figured that 500 spikes should fix that forest good. And they poured sand into the crankcase for to get a dozer sick. And they put nails down on the haul road to make their tires leak a bit. No, they sure don't make hippies like they used to. They once were stoned on grass, but now they're kicking ass. No, they sure don't make hippies like they used to. No, hippies don't take no shit anymore. The next day at the work site, the loggers had a big surprise. Their dozer engine seized up, and their tires dropped like flies. And before they could raise a chainsaw, they found this note and cursed, 'cause it read, no dice, these trees are spiked, sign love and peace, earth first. No, they sure don't make hippies like they used to. They used to speak of peace, but now they practice what they preach. No, they sure don't make hippies like they used to. No, hippies don't take no shit anymore. No, I'll tell you folks, hippies don't take no shit anymore. Thank you.
when blossoms still grow from each tree, when the leaves are still green in December, it's then that our land will be free. I wander the hills and valleys, and still through my sorrow I see a land that has never known freedom, and only her rivers run free. I cry for the death of her manhood. Those men would rather have died than to live in the cold chains of bondage, to bring back their rights were denied. Oh, where are you now that we need you? What burns where the flame used to be? Are you gone like the snow of last winter? And will only our rivers run free? Mellow the wine, but we're dry. How fragrant the rose, but it's dying. How gentle the wind, but it sighs. What good is in youth when it's aging? What joy is in eyes that can't see? When there's sorrow and sunshine and flowers, and still only our rivers run free.
The chords there.
If you want higher wages, here's what you gotta do. Gotta talk to the workers in the shop with you. Gotta build you a union, gotta make it strong. If you all stick together, folks, won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take your kids to the seashore. Well, it ain't quite this simple, so I'd better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Cause if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, you'll all be waiting until Judgment Day. You'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter will be the foreman then, folks. Well, you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't, so he speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting, talk it over, speak your mind, decide to do something about it. Of course, the boss may persuade some damn fool to come to your meeting and act like a stool, but you can always tell a stool, folks, that's a fact. He's got a coward streaker running down his back. He doesn't have to stool. Why, he'll always make a good living on what he steals at a street musician's guitar cases. Well, you got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some folks on the bargaining committee. The boss won't listen when one guy squawks, but he's got to listen when the union talks. He'd better be mighty lonely if everybody decided to walk out on him. Well, he's working you so hard, it's just outrageous, and he's paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss, and the boss will yell, before I raise your pay, I'll see y'all in hell. He's chewing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, because he thinks he's got your union licked. When he looks out the window, what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard, unfair slave driver. Now, folks, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to break your picket line. He'll call out the police and the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meetings, beat you on the head, call every one of you goddamn red, unpatriotic agitators, bomb throwers, even the kids. But out in Detroit, here's what we found. And out in Vancouver, here's what we found. Down in Mexico City, here's what we found. Right here in Boston, here's what we found. That if you don't let red baiting break you up, you don't let the vigilantes break you up, you don't let the stool pigeons break you up, and you don't let racism break you up, you'll win. What I mean is, take it easy, but take it.
That was Talking Union off your Make It So CD. There it is.
There we are.
Yeah, we'll get you on. We'll get you on.
I'm here somewhere.
So, unfortunately, we had to listen to some canned Rovix.
Yes.
But Talking Union brings us into another one of your songs that you really like to do.
We could.
Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about again. Let's tell folks a little bit about the IWW.
Yes, for sure. It's a wonderful union, and everybody in the world should be involved with it. And
just like Uncle Dennis.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a card-carrying member of the International Workers.
Yes.
Or Industrial Workers.
Industrial Workers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got to remember which union I belong to here.
Yeah, it's a bit of an antiquated name, perhaps, but it's a great union. And
well, it's called Industrial Workers of the World because it was supposed to be one big union.
One big union. Although I think the forefront of at least in the U.S., of people to be organized by such a union are often the sort of retail detritus of the workforce. You know,
currently.
Yes,
but
let's
talk about historical roots of the IWW for
the
just a minute.
The industrial workers.
Mm-hmm.
The backbone of what we would have at least 20 years ago thought of as the labor movement. At the time that the IWW was around in full force in the first 20 years or so of the century, these workers were ignored by the mainstream unions, the loggers, the miners, the industrial workers in the factories. The AFL-CIO, the AFL-CIO wasn't around yet.
This was long before the AFL or the CIO.
Well, the AFL was around when the Wobblies were formed. I think
the later part, yeah.
When did the AFL form?
In the 20s.
No, they were around. Sam Gompers was around before the 20s, wasn't he? Jeez.
But was he AFL at that point?
I think so.
Okay.
Became AFL-CIO later, in the 40s.
CIO
was around in the 30s.
But we're talking ancient history here, folks. The IWW was formed around the early part of the century. In
1906.
In mining towns and in logging camps, IWW fellow travelers would bring their message of unity in the labor movement. They weren't always exactly welcome. In one mining town up in Montana, there was a wobbly organizer by the name of Joe Hill.
Yes. Joe Hill? Was he in how much did he spend in Montana? I don't know.
Well, he died in Montana.
He died in Utah.
Or Utah. Okay.
Yeah. Frank Little was hanged on a railroad trestle in Montana.
I'm getting my organizers mixed up here.
They're all good ones, though.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They hanged a lot of them under railroad trestles. Yeah. Big Bill Haywood never got hanged. He managed to survive.
But we're talking about radical revolutionary unionism here.
Yeah. Should we sing a song for the subject?
Certainly. Certainly.
This is a song I wrote about the notion of all the workers working the really low-wage jobs, leaving their job at the same time. And I thought it's a nice idea because, we often don't think about how fundamental they are to the functioning of the society until, they go off the job, which I think would be a really great idea.
When I awoke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet. Things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with Joe Hill at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike, there was no one pumping gasoline, no one driving from town to town, no one at the registers, all the highways were shut down, the cars were stuck in the garage, CEOs on bikes, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one flipping burgers. All the grills were cold. Onion rings were in their bags. Fries were growing mold. There were no baristas at Starbucks asking how many shots would you like.
when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. Their fruit was falling off the trees, no one to load the trucks. Corn was rotting on the stalks, no farmhands to shuck. Workfare workers were hanging at home, spending the day with their tykes, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. Yuppie parents were housebound, their nannies left the job. Walmart workers said enough of our labor has been robbed. The Foot Locker was locked up, the boss had to take a hike, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. When I woke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet, things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with T-Bone at the mic, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
Oh yeah, that'll bring the country to its knees.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because minimum wage workers are exploited even more here in Santa Cruz. Don't know if you're aware of this, David, but Santa Cruz is the second least affordable place to live in the entire United States.
Second?
Second to San Francisco.
How about Boston, New York? They got to be up there somewhere.
No. What they base this rating on is the difference between what houses cost and what the average wage is in the particular town.
That's the way it should be based, yeah?
Yeah, well, this is it. This is number two.
Mm-hmm.
You can still find a cheap place to live in New York, but you can't find a cheap place to live in Santa Cruz.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But there are a lot of jobs in New York that pay more than they would elsewhere, if they were elsewhere. But then there's a lot that don't. But, yeah.
Oh.
Beeping. Something's
it's my pocket beeping again.
Pocket is beeping.
The pocket beeper. Actually, it's the little thing that tells me what time is left on the tape, but since we're actually running out of time here, and sitting in the wings is Manifesto getting ready to do his Rhyme and Resist show. Yeah, I'm just getting used to this.
Good plan.
The talking shit staple.
Yeah.
Good.
For 3 years, I had a different show following me, and now I have a new show following me. So that's coming up in a few minutes here, folks. David's got time for another song.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do a new one. What do you think?
Yeah, new.
Yeah, okay. We got the CD, First Conscious Kings in General, on it. I didn't see it in the collection.
We have it. We want the world.
Yeah,
the world.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked for it, though, and I haven't found it.
I got another one, so...
See, I found the old ones here.
I guess it's a compliment when your CD is turned up missing in the library.
Back and forth there.
They bombed Philadelphia, killed women and children and men. It's an old story, we see it again and again. Shot into houses while people burned inside. So many have fought and so many good people have died. They murdered and put Move in prison. Now they're bringing more forces to bear. Are we gonna let them strap Mumia to the electric chair? Or will we pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living? Stand up on our feet or die in slavery. Is there somebody here whose life is not worth giving? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me? They killed Crazy Horse, drove his people onto the reserve. Killed children and buffalo, some lower power to serve. The people starved and they died behind the impassable walls. In teepees and churches, even ghost dancers would fall. Now from Columbia to Big Mountain, relocation is rearing its head. Will we turn our backs or recall what the good woman said? Will we pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living? Stand up on our feet or die in slavery. Is there somebody here whose life is not worth giving? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me? From Manila to Managua, how many have died in our name? Santiago to Santo Domingo, it is a murderous game. From Baghdad to Belgrade, mass slaughter from 10,000 feet. But from Hanoi to Havana, there is talk of the monster's defeat. Now will we wait for the next time to kill kids on some faraway shore? Or will we throw a wrench in the gears as we shout no mas, no more? Will we pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living? Stand up on our feet or die in slavery. Is there somebody here whose life is not worth giving? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me? They poison the water, they poison the air and the earth. Who here believes that the dollar is all that our planet is worth? They cut down the forests, they cut down the mountains, and anything else they can take. What a cynical greed to do business, knowing all life is at stake. Now as they destroy all that remains, who here will part with the last? Will we raise our voice to the madness? Rise up, lockdown, stand fast. Will we pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living? Stand up on our feet or die in slavery. Is there somebody here whose life is not worth giving? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me? Who's it gonna be if it isn't you and me.
David, I want to thank you for stopping by Free Radio Santa Cruz and putting together this special edition of Earth First Radio tonight.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Dennis.
And we'll be seeing you around some campfire somewhere in the future, I hope.
Hope to see you all on the road and in the streets.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Uncle Dennis wrapping up this special edition of Earth First Radio tonight. I want to thank folks for listening in. And tune in next week for Earth First Radio. We'll be right here on the airwaves and right on your computer on the web. So signing off. We're out of here.